my cousin Michelle know that it's Usher's birthday. Happy birthday, Usher, man.
That's Ricky Smiley. No, this is Ricky Martin. Anyway, I was going to write this for a post on my Fit to Go page, but something said, go ahead and get it. Let's get it out now. And yeah, welcome to Real Talk. Recognize Real Talk. You probably have not heard anything on this before because I haven't been putting it out there. But Real Talk, Recognize Real Talk, is just a little platform for me to kind of like rant, rave, whatever, talk about whatever's on my mind. I'm trying to keep it in a holistic fitness, wellness vein. But sometimes I think it might go astray. I've interviewed a few people. Check out some older broadcasts. Folks like Tina Johnson and T-Fab Fit. Really inspirational people. Inspirational messages you'll get from them. But this morning, I'm on my way back home from finishing off some training. Shout out to Reggie Gordon. What is his title? Deputy Administrative Director of Human Resources for the City of Richmond, something like that. Anyway, longtime friend. And I don't have my next client. Shout out to Angela Patton, founder and CEO of Girls for a Change, Camp Diva, really big in the community, helping out our young sisters. But yeah, just leaving training with Reg and had an interesting conversation on the topic of like shoulder injuries, things like that. Being a trainer for a long, long time, 30 plus years, I've seen like developments in the fitness industry and having been sort of weaned into the fitness industry through the YMCA, which uses the term purist. Ideology when it comes to like things, wellness and fitness, they like using the term, they are a purist organization where they don't go so much for like newfangled things. I remember this succinctly very vividly when trying to get in body fat calipers, the bioimpedance ones, electronic ones back in the day. I was a wellness director at the Downtown Y. And, you know, these were just kind of circulating around in my budget. I was like, let me get some of these to do some body fat assessments, you know, help drive revenue for the PT stuff. We were using very nice calipers. You know, they were very nice. But the bioimpedance feedback monitors, I think that's like the whole title of those, were a thing. And the director of, like, all the wellness directors in, like, our region, I won't mention her name, but everybody kind of knows her. She's a wonderful lady. Definitely a purist. Very fit. Very knowledgeable. She's like, no, we're a purist organization. We're not going to use those. They're not accurate 100%. And I was like, oh, okay. And there would be other things like that, too. Like the whole Les Mills thing. I wanted to bring Les Mills in way back then. And they're like, no, no, no. They just want to take our money. We got to pay them a licensing fee. And now they're doing it. Yeah, I'm just saying. But having had that conversation today about shoulder things and being a purist, I kind of understand the need for, like, science, the need for understanding what we call in the fitness industry the continuum of care, right? There is such a thing. And trainers are, like, on a hierarchy. The doctors... the medical doctors are at the hierarchy of, or at the top of the hierarchy of the continuum of care. You have doctors, you have specialists that come under them that specialize in different things. Then you had nurses, you know, occupational therapists, vocational therapists. You have personal trainers, athletic trainers, and then group exercise instructors on down. It's kind of this, it's definitive, the way it's delineated. In the continuum of care. And most folks that have to be certified, if they're getting a national certification through a reputable organization, some of the larger organizations, because there's different degrees of, quality of certifying bodies. Like a ISSA is nowhere on par with an ACSM or NASM or AFA or ACE. What's the other one? ISPA is nowhere on par with an ACSM, an ACE, a NASM, an ALPHA. Nowhere near. And I dare say, if it's totally online, you might want to definitely look at it again, too. Look at the longevity, how long they've been around, and look at how the big box organizations view those certs that you're giving in. The reputable ones, they are not likely to take the fly-by-night certifications. So, anyway, I kind of digressed on that. But back to the shoulder thing and science, I've had two shoulder surgeries on my right shoulder. Rotator cuff injury. Well, the first one was a chromioclavicular strain. They got exacerbated because I had gotten a cortisone shot from just a regular doctor instead of going to a sports medicine doctor. This gave me a cortisone shot, deadened the pain. I went back to doing what I was doing. When the cortisone wore off, oh, I had bone on bone because I wasn't feeling what was really going on. So they had to go in and shave the bone down, left a big keloid thing there. This was like before arthroscopic. So this is how long I've been in this thing. Just saying. And you know, going through therapy and everything, eventually got better. And wow, awesome. Back to normal. But then I got a rotator cuff tear. Gotta take care of that one too. But fortunately, went to sports medicine doctor, got the laparoscopic, and back to normal. And each one of these back to normals comes with physical therapy and doing the exercises and taking care of yourself, doing what you have to do. You can come back, right? Then had another injury on my left shoulder, same thing, rotator cuff. So some of those injuries do not necessarily come from exercise or you lifting weights. They come from the body's natural loss of cartilage, right? And just simple movements from you not having done anything to your shoulder. There are many, many, many cases, I'm willing to bet that most cases of like rotator problems are with people who are not athletic. People who are, I don't exercise, I don't even do much. Why did I hurt it? Because you don't do anything with it. And when you did do something like raise your arm, it just like was not used to being moved rapidly without a little bit of a warm up, something like that. So, I'm saying all this to say that some people feel like, oh, I got a little twinge. I'm not going to go to the doctor to do nothing. I can handle it on my own. And then we'll tell other people that that's how you should handle your situation. That is erroneous. That is not correct. That is not scientific. That is not professional. A professional would say, okay, yeah, your body is different than mine. This is what I did. You could try that, but if the pain is persistent and you are not getting any better and you have lost range of motion in certain areas, you need to consult with your doctor and then be proactive with your doctor. Advocate for your own health. Advocate for yourself and say, okay, do I, and after they've done their tests, and we're talking specifically on shoulder now, after they've done their tests, do I need an x-ray? Because sometimes stuff won't show up on an x-ray. Do I need an MRI? Because invariably what they're going to do is, okay, I'm going to prescribe you some physical therapy. And you're going to do some exercise. You may get better, may not. You'll stop doing the exercise and probably have to come back later after your physical therapy is over. And they'll say, okay, this time we'll do an MRI if they haven't already done the x-ray. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be the surgery. And then you're going to have to do the exercises anyway. Again, sometimes the surgery is necessary because stuff has moved. Fibers have torn, tendons have been stretched out, things like that. And I don't know if you've experienced the pain in the middle of the night where you are wincing and crying from shoulder hurting, you would know. But maybe you have not. So I'm just saying all of this to say, if you want to be a good trainer, if you want to be worth your salt, giving out the right information in the fitness industry, become a little bit more purist in your approach and give it a little bit more thought and maybe even do some studying. If you're not certified, come on now. And who are you certified with? And is your certification up to par? Is it current? Because if it's not current, that means you have not been studying to maintain, what is it? Continuing education credits, CEUs, continuing education units. That means you have to read some articles on the latest trends. Usually those are suggested through your certifying body. And then be quizzed on what you learned. And if you pass, then you get a certain amount of CECs, 2.0, 1.5, for what you need to maintain your certification, which needs to be renewed every couple of years to maintain, make sure that you are maintaining industry standards. I'm just saying, I like being professional with this because it has taught me a whole lot, and I've helped a whole lot of people. Yes, before the advent of the internet and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all of that, when flip phones was kind of happening and blackberries.
folks will tell you,
the whole idea is do no harm. Go to where love is, right? And try and spread correct information. Yeah, your shoulder got taken care of good, okay. Right, but please don't poo-poo anybody that did get surgery, and now they have full range of motion, strong or stronger than what they were, the overhead press and anything having to do with shoulders. Shoulders nice enough to, you know, win some competitions and some bodybuilding competitions, you know, all of that.
What I heard was, I'm going to tell, maybe they didn't mean this, but what I heard was, I tell everybody, you do yourself. Don't even go to the doctor. That's what I heard. But you a professional. You a fitness professional. I hope that's not what, I'm not taking away that. Because,
I would like to have a debate. Like where the conscious community does debates, I would like to have debates with trainers who kind of carry that you only need to do this holistic thing, whatever it is. Take some teas, rub some type of herb salve on your thing, and you won't need the surgery no matter what it is. And nobody's even looked at it. Come on now, that don't even make no sense. Don't get me started. I'm very authentic. I'm very real. Yeah, real talk, recognize real talk. This is 12 minutes and 15 seconds into this broadcast. I'm going to send my rant because it kind of felt like that. But I know some good information in there. And as a trainer who's trained at least 140 people in the Fitness Warrior program to be group exercise instructors. At least that number. I'm not even counting people I've trained in the past who are training now or who train with me at the various gyms. I ain't even counting them people. I can't even outnumber those. Or those who I influence that are trainers that does know, you know. Rick got some information for you. Not saying I got all the information, because I learn from others. That's what I bring to the fitness industry. I bring in the continuation of how I got it. What was freely given to me, I give back freely too. That's recovery stuff, but it applies to everything in my life at least. I give back what's been freely given to me. That way I get to keep it. That's the saying. We keep what we have only by giving it away. That's a really nice saying. It goes a little bit deep. I'm going to have to ponder it a little bit. 13 minutes and 23 seconds. Real talk recognizes real talk. Yeah, so if you listen to this and you're dealing with some type of shoulder issue, some tweaks, you need to do the exercises. There are several internal, external rotations, circumductions, working with the four main muscles in the rotator cuff. Off the top of my head now, that's only because I'm used to regurgitating this type of information. You have the scapula. This is in the scapula. Subscapularis. Right? Those muscles are underneath the subscapula. Underneath those, you have to work those. Rowing movements. Particularly the internal external rotation. Tres minors. You want to work those. There's certain angles you have to pull and push. Elbow elevated at 90 degrees. Yeah. The sits muscles. You want to work those. The small muscles. The ones that most guys don't work at all. And then they're prone to injuries, like myself. Those little small exercises we are inclined to do because we don't see how those muscles are being developed. So we stick to the overhead press, the lateral raises. Yeah. So I'm going to take this all the way to 15 minutes. And let's tell you, you know, if you're feeling some kind of way, do those exercises. Feeling some type of way in your shoulder, go ahead, do them. You can find plenty of them on YouTube. Exercises to help your shoulder. But if you're not getting any better, don't be afraid to go to the doctor. You ain't got no x-ray machine. I mean, you might, but I kind of bet money you don't. Yeah, real talk, recognize real talk.